Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of May 30th through June 3rd, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The jobs report for May was bad, but it may be a fluke. It contrasts strongly with the ADP payroll report released earlier in the week that showed an addition of 173,000 jobs. A reminder that 1 month does not make a trend. Payroll data can be choppy from month to month, but there could be underlying fundamental issues. Adjusting for the Verizon strike, employment would have grown by something closer to 75,000 jobs. Still, not a great number, and previous month's revisions were unkind, bringing the numbers lower. Unfortunately, only time will tell if June was a dud. It could mean the economy is weakening, but for now, we view it as an aberration, not a trend. Most of the other economic data last week was relatively positive. Consumer spending was strong in April, rising more than 0.5%, supported by a just under 0.5% rise in personal income. Construction spending did surprise to the downside, falling nearly 2% in April. The weakness was driven by a sluggish public sector. However, the ISM Manufacturing Index surprised to the upside, rising 0.5% in May to 51.3. And vehicle sales held their own, rising slightly to 17.5 million units in May. The economy looks fairly good, but the risk that job growth may be faltering should keep the Federal Reserve on the sidelines. Don't expect to see a rate hike in June. Next week will be light on the economic calendar. Productivity for the first quarter will be examined, and the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index will be released. Also, Fed Chair Janet Yellen speaks on Monday, so by the time you're hearing this, we should have some insights into whether the employment report has rattled her confidence about a near-term rate hike. Last week's data highlight looks at the ISM Manufacturing Index. The ISM Manufacturing Index was better than expected in May. The index rose 0.5%, from 50.8 in April to 51.3 in May. The details were mostly positive, as new orders slipped only slightly and remained above 55. Production weakened, falling by more than a point, but stayed up at 52.6. The trade details were unchanged, with new export orders remaining at 52.5 and imports right at the neutral 50 mark. The inventory index continued to drop, falling 0.5% down to 45. Only two industries reported higher inventories, while 13 reported a decline. The difference between new orders and inventories, which is a proxy for future production, widened in May. It remains at one of the widest margins since late 2014 and points to potential stronger production in the near future. However, backlogs fell below the neutral 50 mark for the first time since February. On the international front, manufacturing in the 19-nation Eurozone barely grew in May, dampening confidence in the region's economic recovery. The PMI Manufacturing Index for May slipped to 51.5. New orders expanded at the slowest rate in more than a year, and companies were reluctant to build capacity and hire workers. Manufacturing contracted in France and Greece, with expansions slowing in Spain, Italy, and Ireland. The Netherlands and Germany were the main countries reporting accelerating growth. The overall slower pace of manufacturing activity has added to suspicion that the pace of economic performance has cooled in the second quarter after a surprisingly brisk start to the year. For some, hopes of a stronger economy remain pinned on the European Central Bank and its efforts in buying corporate bonds and providing ultra-cheap loans in the coming months. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, like we said, it's a very short week in light on the data. We start with the second estimate of first quarter productivity that will be released on Tuesday, June 7th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for a small upward revision to productivity, with the government's estimate improving to a 0.6% decline instead of the original 1% decline. Unit labor costs are expected to increase to 4.5% due to a combination of lost productivity and higher compensation. And we end the week with the University of Michigan's June Consumer Sentiment Index released on Friday, June 10th at 10 a.m. We look for the index to drop 0.5 point to 94. Sentiment jumped nearly 6 points in May, and so some payback for June is expected.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.